Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, glad you're with us. 49 days to go, and the power is all yours. The battle for the soul of America, as Joey likes to say. Anyway, thanks for being with us. That cut we play in the introduction, it cracks me up. Newsom accusing DeSantis of kidnapping. He really is the dumbest governor in the country. He's not a very bright guy, and it just shows how just out of touch he is in pretty much everything. And I'm looking at stuff. Gavin Newsom will run for president in 2024 if Biden doesn't, according to a report. The report was leaked by Gavin Newsom. You know, it's funny. When he made the comment about the hair gel, it made me funny. What do you mean kidnapping? Here's one great distinction. He doesn't have a lot of hair gel. He is like, he thinks he's it. He really does. Now, yesterday, Gavin Newsom signed a sweeping package of bills to expand California's reliance on clean energy and reduce carbon emissions. He said, moving the state further as the global climate leader. Boy, and the people of California, you're paying for all of this. And by the way, with the rolling brownouts because of his stupid policies, and you can't even charge the electric car that you paid $22,000 more for, that still uses fossil fuels in 90% of the case, 90% of the time. I love that. To charge, you need the electric grid that is run by natural gas, oil, and coal to charge your vehicle. All right, so they're going to build more wind turbines out in the desert in California, but you can't store it. So this renewable energy independence, we are decades away from ever realizing anything close to that unless there's some dramatic scientific breakthrough that we've yet to hear about. But anyway, new laws, you know, aimed at reducing exposure to gas and oil. You know, it's funny. I was watching. Lawrence Summers has been really good on the economy. No, he has predicted everything that would go wrong with Biden's economy. He's not dumb. Now, he's left. He's pretty left of center, but he's been accurate. And he was speaking at the Kennedy School, the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics. Wonder when I'm going to get my invitation from a Humpty Dumpty to go up there with my videotapes and show how he worked for a network that lies repeatedly and he never called them out on it. You think he'd ever invite me to that? Think I'm invited at Harvard? Just like I'm not invited to Martha's Vineyard either. I don't think I'm going to be going to either place anytime soon.
I guess the better question is, would you go?
Yeah, I'd go.
You would?
I probably would, yeah.
Are you serious?
I'd have the whole dojo with me protecting me, but yeah.
Okay.
You know, Glenn's not leaving my side during that event. That's for 100%. Anyway, so Lawrence Summers, look, remember when Elon Musk, it's not in Elon Musk's interest as the CEO of Tesla to be saying, yeah, we need to be using more fossil fuels because there's no transition period to work now that works now. Here's Lawrence Summers saying it's kind of insane that oil pipelines aren't being built by the Biden administration to transport oil.
It's kind of insane that we have trucks and trains carrying oil all over this country rather than constructing pipelines, which would permit accessing more resources, cheaper, safer transmission.
Cheaper, safer transmission. And never mind the fact that just knocking off the Keystone XL pipeline, it would have been long finished, according to Alberta's premier. We'd be getting 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil a day. I'd rather get it from little Justin than the Ayatollahs and the mullahs of Iran or the murdering thug dictator in Venezuela, who's, by the way, is now emptying his prisons and dropping them off at our border. And it's like the Muriel Boatlift back in the day with Fidel Castro. It's like the same thing. Then you got this physicist. I thought we're supposed to respect science, right? That's what they tell us. Follow the science. Well, okay, I'm going to listen to a physicist. And his name is Mark Mills. He says that there's no such thing as a zero emission vehicle. Maybe we should listen to him and see what he has to say.
Do we want to go all electric by 2035? Is it practical to do it now?
Well, we can make this whole discussion easy with the two-letter word, no. There's no such thing, of course, as a zero-emissions vehicle. The real question is, where are the emissions associated with the electric car? Because what you do with an electric vehicle is you don't eliminate emissions, you export them somewhere else. You have to dig up about 500,000 pounds of materials to make a single 1,000-pound battery. It takes 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture a battery that can hold one barrel of oil equivalent of energy. Just manufacturing the battery can have a carbon debt rate ranging from 10 tons to 40 tons of CO2. And the plans that are in place to increase the use of batteries will require an increase in production of minerals like lithium, cobalt, zinc. Demand for those minerals will increase between 400% and 4,000%. Isn't enough mining in the world to make enough batteries for that many people for their car?
Oh. So I thought I knew a thing or two about these batteries because we knew that Mother Earth had to be pillaged and to get them, you have to use heavy equipment and destroy Mother Earth to mine the minerals, the cobalt, the nickel, the manganese, and all the other minerals that you need to make the battery that then is charged by the electric grid. If you're in California, only sometimes, only when they're not in the middle of a brownout. And then you pay $22,000 more a year. We don't have the technology. It is the single dumbest thing this country has done to itself. And Joe Biden has done it all in the name of climate alarmism and climate cultism. It is a cult. Just like, you know, look at what's happening at the border now today. For the first time ever, the number of arrests of undocumented immigrants at our southern border has exceeded 2 million in 1 year. And last year was a record year before that. Newly released government data continuing at a historic pace, undocumented immigrants. But I guess it's boring because we covered it all of last year as well. So I guess people aren't paying attention this year. When you look at photos they found, I'm going to ask Mark Morgan later on the program. He's going to join us about this. Apparently, they now have found photos of hundreds of unidentified migrants that take this perilous journey that have died. Now, we've talked about the cartels running a lot of this operation and the fortune that they're making. They control it all. And that when you get into America, you are then forced to pay them back when you get a job. And you better pay them back the money that you owe them, that you agreed to pay them, or they will go make visits to your family and threaten them. And if you still don't pay, they probably won't be alive very long. That's how scary that whole scenario is and has unfolded into. Now we see today, Venezuelan, a recent Homeland Security Department, that would be Mayorkas' department, intelligence report received by the Border Patrol is instructing agents to be on the lookout for Venezuelan inmates released from entering the U.S., according to a source within the CBP. The report reviewed by Breitbart in Texas indicates the Venezuelan government under the leadership of this new Nicolas Maduro Moros is now purposefully freeing inmates, including violent criminals, and bringing them to the U.S. border. The intelligence report warning that agents that freed prisoners have been seen with migrant caravans traveling from Mexico towards the U.S. border as recently as July. Well, do you think we vet them when they get to? No, we don't vet anybody. Do we vet people for COVID in the middle of a pandemic? Well, Joe said it's the end of the pandemic. So we also have, you know, you got the sheriff in Texas investigating Ron DeSantis. Can we just deal with this part of it for a second here? Everyone freaking out over Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. But just listen to some of the freak out.
We've probably seen, as I'm sure the rest of the country has, and watched in horror, the images of migrants being trafficked effectively across state lines.
Human trafficking, kidnapping people is absolutely wrong.
What I've been calling political human trafficking.
Some politicians would rather not only have an issue, but exacerbate it to the extent of literally human trafficking, as you said.
Is there any conversation that's being had, per your reporting, about whether or not this is a crime? Because this has been called trafficking. There is a lot of chatter now that what these governors, including Ron DeSantis, have done is to have trafficked these families.
These are the kinds of tactics we see from smugglers in places like Mexico and Guatemala. And for what? A photo op?
This is like a race to the bottom of a lack of decency. And I don't know how else to describe it. And probably illegal. And that's why we've asked for the Department of Justice to investigate.
Being promised a job that doesn't exist is a serious legal issue. That was the deciding factor for people getting on these planes.
That, to me, is a violation of the federal kidnapping statutes. The legal term of art is inveigling. And the person that we need to understand that is, unfortunately, at this point, not Ron DeSantis, not Greg Abbott. We need Merrick Garland. Once again, to understand that and bring the full weight of the federal government down on these people.
Merritt, so now we're going to politicize and weaponize the Justice Department further. Well, these governors don't have the power to repatriate or export or kick out of the country these illegal immigrants. That's Joe Biden's role. That's his department. That's the Department of Homeland Security's authority. States don't have the authority. Governors don't have the authority to kick people out of the country. Now, they do have authority in their own state. What DeSantis did that was brilliant is he took really good care of people. He gave them food and water and shelter and new clothing, offered haircuts. And then if you wanted to go to Martha's Vineyard, you had to sign a consent form that you understood. And the people that went signed a consent form. And what did we find out? We found in 5 minutes 120 rooms that were available that particular day inside of Martha's Vineyard, and we didn't look very hard. And if you look at Martha's Vineyard's own newspaper, they have job openings for well over 50 people if they wanted to work in Martha's Vineyard. They can't get enough workers, apparently. You know, what they don't like is they've been exposed here. Every one of these hypocritical liberal Democrats have been exposed. Martha's Vineyard wants nothing to do at all whatsoever with illegal immigration. That's why they were kicked out within 24 hours. Lori Lightweight, she gets a few buses in the city of Chicago. Now, to be perfectly blunt, it's probably better for the illegal immigrants not to be in Chicago. Just like it probably is better if they're on a cruise ship, because that's Mayor Eric Adams' solution, than being in New York City or being in Chicago, because they're both Adam shitholes, and that's all there is to it. So it's in their benefit that they shipped him out. But hang on, these are all sanctuary cities and sanctuary areas. My favorite is Muriel Bowser in D.C. She gets few busloads of illegal immigrants. She declares a state of emergency. Calls up the National Guard, demands $50 million and complains, we can't handle all of this. Oh, well, go to El Paso, Texas, because they're dealing with about 2,000 illegal immigrants a day. And then Texas is forced to take care of them because Governor Abbott, as hard as he has tried, cannot kick these people out. He doesn't have the authority. Then he'd be sued for kicking them out anyway. It's just unbelievable. It is lawlessness. The person that has been kidnapping, to use Gavin's analogy, the person that has been illegally transporting and trafficking has been Joe Biden for the last year and a half in the dark of night, obscure airports, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and then leaving people there and letting the respective states deal with Joe's problem. And they've gotten away with it, and they've gotten a pass from the media. Ron DeSantis sends 50 people to Martha's Vineyard. You know what this means? Keep doing it. This is the greatest political jujitsu ever by Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott. I know that Governor Ducey's now doing it. Good. I hope they all keep doing it. They're not going to get arrested. Although I could see Merrick Garland opening an investigation because it's a conservative. It's a Republican. Anyway, that's what a weaponized Department of Justice looks like. Listen, I want to let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. She says, we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community. I can't even say it with a straight face. And understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community. Listen.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Passage of time. Just a mere passage of time. This is
the governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Together, we are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community. God help us if she becomes president next.
The new Sean Hannity Show, talking about what's right for America, with a renewed commitment to keep you up to date on the breaking news stories.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Kamala Harris apparently just said, we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and the desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community. This is what I'll let you hear in her words.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
the passage of time. This is very bizarre because I feel like I'm in first grade and she's like talking to first graders and she does it all the time. And I don't know who's more cognitively compromised. She's got a different cognitive issue than Joey's got. I don't think he knows that today is Tuesday. I really don't believe that. But anyway, here's just that she does this all the time now.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough. It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree. Now, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
You got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
What the hell is going on? There's something really wrong here. This, I can't help laughing. I can play this for the rest of the show and just enjoy myself, but I won't bore you with that. You see Trump on Truth Social? By the way, I'm going to interview Donald Trump for TV tomorrow night.
Oh, you are?
I am. Mar-a-Lago?
You're going to ask him the big question?
If he's running or about the raid?
Are you running?
Are you running? He's not going to answer that question.
I can't answer that right now, Sean. I made my decision, but I won't answer it.
I think many people will be very happy.
It's going to be
very happy.
Huge. Big, huge. Bigly.
I have to ask the question, but I don't think he's going to answer it. So anyway, we had Justin Trudeau, little Justin, embarrassing himself, singing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Okay. In a hotel in London 2 days before the funeral. During the official mourning period, a lot of Brits got pretty ticked off about the whole thing. I actually thought what they did yesterday, I did not think I'd be at all interested in it. And I was way more interested in it than I thought in the passage of time.
What did you like in the passage of time while you were watching that with the community?
The thing is this went on for 14 days. At that point, I mean, I checked out on this whole thing. Now I check back in because Joey wouldn't get on the bus with all the other world leaders and kings and queens and even the royals. He had to take the beast with him. So he shows up late and he's like in the back of the bus. He's in the back of the room in the cathedral, wherever the Windsor, whatever you call it. And he's back there. And anyway, so everyone was mad that he showed up late, showed up very late, not just a little bit late. And then, by the way, all these other leaders, like, why didn't you get on the bus? Probably because he didn't want to be exposed as being cognitively compromised as he is. Everybody else had no problem with getting on the bus. So anyway, he gets in pretty late, and then he's seated, what, in row 18?
14.
Wow. I think Trump tweeted out location, 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 which is a well-known real estate term. Very funny. Washington Post board is lashing out. He's getting a lot of heat, Joey, for a 60 Minutes interview. Now, interestingly, he seemed, on the surface, to be a little bit more awake and aware than usual. A little bit. I could see the difference. I said, oh, he's having a good day, Joey. Maybe he had an extra 10 cups of coffee or something like that to wake him up. But he got himself in a little bit of trouble. When he's talking about inflation, you know, Scott Pelley had to say, he said, well, first of all, Mr. President, the annual inflation rate's 8.3%. The stock market's nosediving. People are shocked at their grocery bills. Well, put this in perspective, he says. What do you mean put it in perspective? 2/3 of the country are living paycheck to paycheck. The perspective is they're struggling because your policies are all screwed up.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday.
I don't want to play it. Then he says, it's the highest rate in 40 years. Even Pelley's given him a softball interview, a cupcake interview. But even with a cupcake interview, you can't get through it. He goes, but yes, it's the highest rate in 40 years. I got that. But guess what? He started whispering. We're in a position where the last several months, it hasn't spiked. I'm like, hasn't spiked? You inherited 1.4%. It spiked. And then out of nowhere, he's asked about rising interest rates and what can you do to prevent a recession? We're already in a recession by definition. Scott Pelley ought to know that. He said, continue to grow. We're going to continue to grow the economy. The economies continue to grow. That's how he answers pretty much every question. And then he declares that the pandemic is over. Everybody's like, what? The pandemic's over? Well, that's nice to know. We still have a problem with COVID. Pandemic's over. Maybe he hasn't heard about mutations and variants and what science backs up that statement. And then he made the biggest whopper of all. Would you send U.S. forces to defend the island of Taiwan? Now, what's interesting about this one is he already made this mistake and it all had to be walked back by his staff. And then he says, yes, in fact, he would send American troops if there was an unprecedented attack. I'm like, okay, they raced out and even got to Pelley that night. So it got in the broadcast that he didn't mean what he said. It's just an absolute Adam Schiff show every time this guy goes out and does an interview, opens his mouth. Washington Post editorial board is lashing out at Biden for saying the pandemic is over because it would mean hindering his leftist policy goals. In other words, they use the emergency spending category of the pandemic to forgive student loans and not go the usual route, which is to respect co-equal branches of government. When an official emergency ends, 15 million will lose Medicaid coverage. The reason for a student loan repayment pause, that will end too. So in other words, he can't do all of his new Green Deal stuff by using the emergency status if, in fact, the pandemic is over. Wall Street Journal editorial board, is the pandemic over or not? Because Biden has reassured the public that it's over. He couldn't be any more clear. Okay, that means you stop spending emergency money, Joey. Row 14, location, location, location. So Joe's not having a good day. And what's really frustrating, remember the controversy with George Herbert Walker Bush? And I think he didn't understand, he didn't know what the scanners were at grocery stores. Remember that? They made such a big deal, so out of touch. To say that inflation hasn't spiked and it's a 40-year high, and then ask what you're going to do to prevent a recession when we're in a recession, and to say it hasn't spiked. It's spiking, Joe, to a 40-year high. Gas prices are still twice as high as they were when you inherited energy independence and abandoned it. How stupid was that? By the way, the average U.S. car, according to Fox Business, average new car payment is at a record high $743 in August. Now, I couldn't get a new car recently when my lease was up. I usually lease a car. So I just bought it. Now, because it was pre-pandemic, it worked out fine for me. I could sell it now for more than I actually bought it out for. And the dealer even said they'd give me more for it. I'm like, because they want cars to sell. I said, no, I'm just going to keep it. I like it. I'm happy with it. I don't need a new car. But the average payment, $743, is a lot of money. The Moody's Analytics Vehicle Affordability Index showed the figures up 1.4% just from July when it was $733. Now it's $743. Kelley Blue Book reported earlier in the week that the average purchase price in the U.S. for a new vehicle rose for a fifth consecutive month, hitting a record high $48,301. That's a lot of money. That's why people, well, are not buying new cars. They're keeping their cars longer. I don't blame them. Biden's executive orders to taxpayers are expected to cost $1.5 trillion. This is on FoxNews.com. He has issued nearly 100 executive orders, most of which are related to the new Green Deal socialism. It's going to cost taxpayers up to $1.5 trillion, as our national debt is now $31 trillion. And he now sits at 99 executive orders since taking office. And by the way, the most since any president since the 1970s. President Biden's executive actions have cost you, the taxpayers, $1 trillion, according to the Heritage Foundation. That's a sick amount of money. Native Americans cry foul after Biden halted the drilling on their land. They want the drilling on their land. Biden administration is soon going to finalize a rule banning oil and gas leasing near Native American historical sites, despite heavy opposition from the community, to use Kamala Harris's favorite word. They don't want this. This is their livelihood. We're not destroying anything. We're Native Americans ourselves. Nobody is destroying the park. The head of the Navajo Nation Citizens, who owns a lot of land in one particular region, in an interview. Americans are piling up now credit card debt with very high interest rates, some as high as over 20%, to deal with inflation. Get this, according to a new report from creditcards.com, 60% of credit card holders have been carrying balances on their cards now for at least a year, thanks to Joe's policies on energy and the economy. That's up 10% from 2021, which was a record. It's even harder to get out of debt when it's spending on necessities. I mean, this is such a disaster, what he's done to the economy. Look at this. Now, I keep saying we're making the same mistake that Europe made. Europe allowed itself to give in to their climate cultists, and they gave up their own energy independence, and they went with Vladimir Putin, especially Germany and Italy in particular. They're now predicting that as much as 30%+ of people's income will be used just to heat their home this winter. They're expecting many people in Europe to die because they can't heat their homes. Look at this. Electricity producer prices are up 174.9%. We have given up our energy independence. What do you think's going to happen if you're relying on Iran and Saudi Arabia and OPEC and Venezuela, and they decide to turn off the spigot to America? You think we're just going to be able to ramp up, immediate oil and fracking? No, that takes quite a bit of run-up time to get it online. And it's going to cost us a fortune. The lifeblood of the world's economy. It's the dumbest decision any president has ever made, ever. I can't believe it. Now, here's another interesting statistic that you might be interested in. Joe Biden's illegal immigrants are expected to cost taxpayers $100 billion with the passage of time. You know, it's in a community. Community banks are in the community because that's where the community banks are, in the community, where the banks are in the community. Where there's talent in the community for the community banks. Anyway, congressionally chartered National Academic of Sciences, Engineering, Medicine looked at the cost of illegal immigration in 2016. Using their numbers, the estimated lifetime cost to you, the taxpayer, individual, of an illegal border crosser is $75,000. That's services used minus taxes paid. Since Biden's inauguration, the illegal immigrant population has increased by at least 135 million. When you multiply the two numbers, you get a lifetime fiscal cost of illegals Biden has let in at more than $100 billion to you, the American people. Oh, and a very racist, xenophobic Kristen Gillibrand. She wants all the illegal immigrants sent to upstate New York, where Republicans tend to live. Not in New York City, where her voters are, Democratic voters are. That's interesting. A lot of hypocrisy all over the place. New York City election officials are now saying they no longer check for voters' citizenship status. They don't even check for it. New York Post pointing out the Board of Elections shrugged off the mistake. They told the Post that the responsibility for verifying voter information fell to the State Board of Elections. State Board of Elections shrugged off the mistake, instead blaming the lack of vetting laws. There are no procedures in state election law to verify citizenship, and that remains true today. We have no way to verify citizenship status. There's no publicly accessible database from the federal government for states to verify the citizenship of their voters. They've already made it legal for illegals to vote in municipal elections in New York City. By the way, the next stop for DeSantis is Migrant Express, maybe Biden's Delaware beach house. I'd say after that, Chappaqua for sure. Has to be. 2 million for the first time ever. Arrests at our southern border. It's not arrest, it's process and release. It's exceeded 2 million for the first time in our history. And now Venezuela is emptying their prisons, sending violent criminals to the U.S. border. Great job, Joey. Great job.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.